Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Podcast Manager Show. Thank you for being here. And if this is your first episode, thank you so much for joining me. We are talking about how to monetize a podcast with these four strategies. So yes, I will be going over four strategies on how to monetize a podcast. And I know this is such a hot topic because I get asked it all the time on how can I help my client monetize their show. You know that I am not one to add in fluff, so I'm just going to dive right in to our first way that you can monetize a podcast. And that first way is to have an option where your audience can pay you for your podcast. So there's two ways that I see this working for podcasters right now. The first way is through Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can invite your audience to come. They pay a minimal fee per month, like $5, $10, $15, and then they get access to additional items from you. So it can range from they get like a fifth episode a month. So four of your podcast episodes are free, but then there's a fifth bonus episode that only your Patreons get. Or I've seen for podcasters that have merchandise like t-shirts or mugs, then you get a discount on those things because you're one of their patrons. So generally speaking, you're providing additional episodes, additional content that then only the patrons that are paying you get access to. Conversely, there's also a way to make just a paid podcast. So you can do this through Supercast. And I am currently paying for a podcast through Supercast. It is called Kid Short Stories. And they are about 10-minute long little stories for kids. And of course, my kids are listening to them and they absolutely love it. And there's a free podcast, their normal podcast, comes out about once a week. But if you buy their premium podcast through Supercast for $7 a month, then you get 5 stories a week. So that's 100% worth it to me. My girls will listen to like 4 episodes in one sitting. So we quickly ran through his whole catalog of stories. So paying $7 a month and having something where my girls aren't looking at a screen and are using their imagination and they can color while they listen or we listen in the car, that's 100% worth $7. Versus, to be honest with you, I've never been a patron of a podcast because I don't usually need more content. I need less content. But in this example, I did pay for additional stories. So when you're thinking about if this will work for your clients, think about their audience, think about what they're asking you for, and how you could maybe use a paid podcast to give your audience what they're looking for. Before I move on to the second way, I want to point out that you can use one of these strategies, two of these strategies, or even all four of these strategies. Now, if you're just starting out, I would choose one to start with. You guys know I am 100% for simple. So choose one, get it up and running, and then add on another one. The second way that you can monetize a podcast is through affiliate links or through traditional ads. Let's talk through traditional ads first. So traditional ads is when you partner with a brand and they pay you per episode for you to have an ad in your show. So maybe they would pay you $200 for a 60-second ad, and you would then report to them how many downloads you had, and they would also let you know how many clicks they had on the link that they'd given you, and you would track if that ad was successful. And at the end of the month or 6 weeks that you're working with them, if they thought that the ad was successful, then they would continue with you and you would do the same with them. You would ask for more money if it was doing really well. So this is a really true partnership and relationship with a brand, and it has to make sense for both parties in order for it to work. Affiliate ads are similar, but I find them to be even better than traditional ads. And these are the reasons why. You can get affiliate links a lot easier than you can get brand partnerships with traditional ads. So you can get an affiliate link without really even having an audience a lot of times. So you can promote your affiliate links for products that make sense for your audience. That's obviously key. But if what you're promoting makes sense and people take action and they buy and they sign up, then you get a kickback from that affiliate. So one really great example is Audible. Podcast listeners also love Audible because it's audiobooks. So Audible is a really great podcast affiliate for a lot of podcasters. And what their affiliate situation is that you promote a 30-day free trial. And for anyone that signs up for that 30-day free trial, you get $15. That's amazing, right? You're promoting something that's free of a service that you really like and you think your audience will like. And if they sign up for a free trial, then you get $15. So that means if you had 100 people sign up for a free trial per month, then you'd be making $1,500 versus if you were to try to land a brand partnership using traditional ads, it would be harder to get to $1,500 per month with that brand. So I think that the potential for affiliate links are a lot higher and the entry to get into affiliate links is a lot lower. So I really like affiliate links, especially when your client has a audience that trust them and talks back to them, then your podcaster, your client will know, okay, yes, this brand makes sense. And one thing that I will tell you is when you go in to have these conversations with your client, remind them that less is more. We want to maintain that trust with the listeners. So just throwing all of these monetization strategies at the wall and seeing what sticks is not a great approach. Instead, do it from a place of integrity, knowing that your audience's trust in you is way more important than how much money you're making from the podcast. That is my belief. Okay, so then the third way that you can monetize a podcast is through joining a network. And there's a lot of different type of networks out there, but the most traditional type of network is one that will put ads into your show, but manage your show in return. So they're going to make the money off of the ads and they're going to do the legwork for the ads and they're probably also going to produce the show. So that wouldn't work for us podcast managers because we're the ones that are producing the show. But there's also networks that will just do the ad portion and they'll manage that piece, but they're going to take the money that they also make from the ads. And I think that when you're thinking about should your client join a network, remember that every company needs to make money to survive. So if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. If a network tells you, well, we'll just put a couple ads in your show and we'll then promote you on our platform and you'll be in community with all of these other podcasters, ask yourself, what are you really getting from this, right? So I think most of the time, a network does not make sense. That's my opinion. I haven't seen a network that I was like, oh, wow, that's really great for both parties. I just don't see that very often. Now, if you do know of a network that you think is really great, let me know because I really just don't think that networks are all that awesome, but they are an option for monetizing your show. Okay, so I saved the maybe most common one that we would work with for the last strategy, and that is digital products. So your clients, if they are coaches or they are selling anything online, then they would fall under this category. If they're selling a digital product, then they can promote that on their podcast and they can use their podcast as a marketing tool to attract more people to buy their product. Now, linking the podcast to the course or membership or whatever it is they're selling, coaching sessions, it's not always easy. So I did do a full episode on tracking the ROI of a podcast for your client. I did an episode on that. It's episode 25. So go check that out if you want to know how you can help your client see the ROI of producing their podcast. But one way you can see how beneficial a podcast is for selling a course or a membership, etc., is whenever students join your client's program or membership. When they say, oh my gosh, I binge listened to your podcast and then I joined, your client then knows, wow, okay, so the podcast really did help people to see if my offer was right for them. So whenever you see comments like that in your client's world, you know, in their Facebook group or on their Instagram, people talk about how helpful their podcast is and how they ended up buying. Track that for your clients so that you can remind them, hey, these are people that they started with a podcast, they ended up buying your services because of the podcast. I think that's an important thing to take note of course, so that we can just continually encourage our clients and remind them that this is a great way to promote their offers and to promote their services. Another thing I wanted to add here was that a podcast is also a really great way to help people that can't buy your product. So I heard this a while back on a podcast that I was editing, and it was about like money mindset and pricing your services high enough and that type of thing. Another thing that I wanted to add here was that a podcast is also really great for those in your audience that can't afford your services and can't afford your program. You can still help them in a way that makes sense through the podcast. So there you have it. Those are four strategies that you can use, you can help your clients use to monetize their podcast. I would recommend starting with one, thinking through all of these and seeing, okay, what really makes sense for my client? What are they most drawn to? What makes sense for their audience? And then trialing it out. If you're launching with a client and they want to utilize some sort of monetization strategy from the start, I think that's really smart. Whenever we wait too long to monetize our show, sometimes the audience is not prepared for that. Like, let's say you had a show where it was just like two friends talking, and then all of a sudden they throw in this monetization strategy and people are like, wait a second, I thought this podcast was free. And I don't really agree with that mindset, but it definitely does happen. So if you know that your client wants to eventually do one of these strategies, I would recommend doing it sooner rather than later. Now, you can do it later. Don't think that you can't, but I would do it sooner than later so that your audience is used to hearing you talk about your program, to hearing you talk about brands that you like, to hear you offering more content at a paid, to hear you talk about how you're offering more content, but at a price. Some people think that they should get their podcast like up and running for 6 months and hold off on this. And if it's because they just don't know what they want to do yet, or they don't have the time or the space to do that, then that's fine. But don't think that you have to wait in order to start monetizing. All right, let me know what you guys thought about this episode by going over to Instagram, I'm at Lauren Wrighton, or by heading over to our free Facebook group, the Podcast Manager Mastermind, and let me know what you are helping your clients with monetizing, or what questions you have on this topic. Thanks so much for being here today, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton, or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook, and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at LaurenWrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.